Joining me live in studio is Mr. Adam Guild, of course, art teacher at Star Valley High School, and a couple of his senior art students here with him as well, including Lizzie Heiner and Ellie McCombie. Thank you guys for coming in today. Appreciate it. And Mr. Guild, we'll start with you. First off, congratulations are in order on a record-breaking year, I understand, for the art program at State Symposium, right?
Yes, that's right, Duke. Thank you so much for having us on. Yeah, our old record for number of ribbons was 86 ribbons, and we brought home 131 this year.
So crushed it.
Crushed
Absolutely
it.
Crushed it. You know, I was talking with Kim Dockstetter here at SVI, and she, of course, was an art teacher for a long time, and she's just she just couldn't believe how amazing. That's a big deal, and she made that very clear. That's not an easy task.
Oh, no. I don't know how we're going to break this one. But, you know, in the past, I remember looking back, and when I first started teaching, we'd bring home 20 or 25. I'd be really proud. Then we'd break into the 30s. Oh, yeah, we're doing, you know. And I look back at that now. I'm like, holy cow, how was I proud of that? But these kids just nailed it this year.
And I understand you brought home the most ribbons of any school in the state. Is that correct?
That's right. The number was Capture Kelly Walsh. They had 107.
So, I mean, banner? I mean, come on, Mr. Rob Erickson, I think a banner or something, right?
You know, I mean, yeah, the old coach in me really wants, you know, that team trophy thing, but the arts are a little different. They don't have any trophy, anything like that. And so it's just, you know, you go there, you try to do as well as you can. Of course, everybody's trying to get the most ribbons, you know, but they don't really say that out loud.
Sure.
But we kind of have our numbers down.
Nice, I love it. So tell us about Art Symposium for those that have never been. How does it function? How do you get entered into it? Just give us some of those details.
Okay, state, there's actually 67 schools that participated. There was 4,721 entries. And so schools just bring the art to the Casper Event Center like everybody for state basketball or whatever. And we just, that whole floor is just filled with art. And then what they do is they take 25% of the total entries, and then they divide that number up equally amongst the judges. And they, like this year, we got to give out 14 ribbons.
Okay.
And then they go and judge it. And so 75% go home without a ribbon.
Gotcha. So so when you say 130 ribbons, that's just a small fraction of what was actually there then, huh?
Oh, yeah. There was 1,231 ribbons awarded statewide. So we just brought home a small piece of it.
Gotcha. Very cool. Mr. Adam Guild in studio. You have a couple of your seniors here with you. Tell us who you brought.
I brought Lizzie Heiner and Ellie McCombie. They're two of my favorite kids. They work their butts off. They're also in our AP program. And they're just outstanding kids. And they were successful at the State Art Show this year as well.
Very cool. Well, congratulations to you guys. Ellie, let's start with you. Tell me what you had in the art show and kind of what your specialty is.
Yeah, thank you. So I brought four pieces this year, two of which were colored pencil. I had a charcoal as well and a watercolor. I got three ribbons this year, which I was pretty happy about. I'm sad to not be going to Art Symposium again, but overall, it's been a great experience.
What have you loved most about your time as an art student?
I've loved learning from the teachers because they have so much experience, Ms. Dockstetter, Mr. Guild, and Ms. Frazier. I've asked them questions and been able to improve my art through their numerous years of experience, and I felt like I've been able to improve a lot by their support and their great technique.
Very cool. So as you get ready for graduation now, I'm sure that's kind of surreal, right?
Yeah.
As you get ready for graduation, how do you feel like your background and success in the art program is going to help you moving forward?
Well, I'm actually majoring in art education, so I've a big desire for art education has come from my teachers and their great examples. And so I feel like this foundation of these wonderful principles in art and the beauty of it has helped me have a great foundation for the rest of my career.
Very cool. So you can be the next Mr. Guild, it sounds
like.
Oh,
I don't know. Those are big shoes to fill.
Very cool. Well, Lizzie Heiner also in studio. Lizzie, how about you? Tell us what pieces you had at Symposium.
Yeah, thanks for having us today. I brought eight pieces to art. I think six of them were of oil paints, and then I had two acrylics.
Okay.
So I had mostly just oil, but it was all painting. I definitely like the paintbrush better than the pencil. I'll say that.
So that's kind of your thing. That's what you enjoy most. What do you love most about painting and doing those?
I love, like, how much you can blend paints and how you can make such, like, special colors, like such like specific colors, because you can make any color combo you want with paints, and it's easier than colored pencils to get those colors that you want, is what I think.
So. Yeah. What is something you learned going through the art program at Star Valley High that maybe you didn't expect to learn? It could be art related or not, but what is something maybe you didn't think you were going to learn, but you look back and you're like, man, that was good. That was great.
I would say like, I learned how to like break apart a problem that I'm facing. Cause like a lot of times you get frustrated where you can't get this part to look how you want it. Right. But then through the, like the art program and through the teachers, like, expertise that you're getting, you can learn how to like break it down and see like the different parts of it so that you can approach it at more manageable levels.
That's very cool. I like that a lot. So what's next for you after graduation, Lizzie?
I'm going to college and I'm gonna eventually get my doctorate in physical therapy.
Very cool. All right. Well, congratulations again to you both on a great career as students in the art program, and also a great, what was it like to, for you guys, I'll ask the same question to both of you. And Ellie, I'll let you answer first. After symposium, to win all those ribbons, what was that like for you?
It was really exciting. I wasn't expecting to win. 3 out of 4 was pretty good. I mean, there's a lot of kids who won more than that, but I was happy to receive those, and I was super grateful. And I owe it to my teachers.
Very cool. Lizzie, how about you?
Yeah, well, I never thought I would get 5 ribbons at symposium. Like, that's just not something I ever thought I would do, but I loved like going into the room the first time and going and looking for all my pieces and seeing those stickers. It was like realization, like piece after piece, where I just saw that sticker and I'm like, oh, I don't know like what to do with this now, you know?
Very awesome. That again, Star Valley High School seniors in the art program, Lizzie Heiner and Ellie McCombie and Mr. Adam Guild. And Adam, you mentioned your time as a coach, of course, longtime wrestling coach. And there's a lot of similarities I'm seeing here between a wrestler at the end of the season and winning that state tournament. And then you look at these two great young ladies, and I mean, it's got to be a similar kind of accomplishment for you, right?
Yeah, it's very similar. In fact, I approach my classroom exactly like I approach the wrestling room. You know, every single day as I go around, one of the things that the teachers have is the ability to see things. And so these guys will think they're done with one of their pieces. They really get excited when Mr. Guild says sign it, because when he says sign it, that means they're done. but a lot of times up to that, they'll be thinking they're done, and either myself or Mrs. Frazier will see something and will be like, no, you need to change this, you need to push this contrast. And anyway, and they're so happy when I finally say sign it. But a lot of that comes from my background in wrestling and looking at specific little tiny individual needs for every single kid. You can't just do that with one or two kids. You have to go to every single kid every day and look at their piece and then see what they can improve on their piece. And I think Mrs. Frazier does an outstanding job doing the same thing. And so I think that's part of what's helping us to be successful is that we try to spend time every single day with each kid individually.
So that again is Mr. Adam Guild, art teacher at Star Valley High School, two of his seniors, Lizzie Heiner and Ellie McCombie. Mr. Guild, we've talked about all the ribbons your students have won. I understand you were also given a pretty distinguished award, if I'm not mistaken, the National High School Heart of the Arts Award. This was submitted by Mr. Rob Erickson. Tell us about this accomplishment.
You know, I think it's pretty cool. I don't even know a whole lot about the award. Mr. Erickson came and said he was nominating me for it, and it's a region award, which is a little bit bigger than just state. So I was like, I didn't think I had a chance, because to be honest with you, I don't think I'm quite as liberal as most art teachers. And so I kind of thought that would just put me out of the running. But anyway, I'm glad it was. It's cool, but, you know, I like celebrating these guys' success. They're what makes me happy and makes teaching worth it.
How long have you been teaching art at Star Valley High now?
27 years.
27 years. And what, I asked your students here this question, but what is something you've picked up over the years as an art teacher that maybe you didn't expect to have happen when you first started?
I didn't expect to learn so much from them. I mean, every day I go in there, and my goal is to help them, but almost every single day they teach me something, whether it's, you know, some of these guys are pretty dang good. In fact, a lot of them end up being a lot better than I am in their professional type of lives as far as art goes. And I learned from each one of them. And then the relationships that we're able to build, because it's a different type of an environment than a normal classroom. And so those relationships, I think, is something that I didn't realize would be so special. And it's really awesome. I have a hard time every time these guys graduate. I don't like to go to graduation because I'm kind of a wimp and I shed some tears, but it's been awesome.
What is something non-art related that you hope your students take away from your class that when they do graduate will carry them through their life?
That they can accomplish anything. You know, people don't think it takes courage to do art, but you think about it, you walk in and you have a blank canvas. It's just blank. It's white. And you have to have the ability, the confidence in yourself to say, okay, I'm going to create this masterpiece on this blank canvas. So hopefully they gained a little bit of confidence that I can do this. And then another thing would be problem solving. And Lizzie kind of mentioned that, you know, looking at something, have to try to fix it. So your brain has to try to figure out. And that happens like 100 times in a day. When they run into something, they're like, okay, how can I do this? What color can I add to make this a little bit cooler and make it look a little bit better? And so that those problem-solving skills is another thing that I would hope that they picked up.
That's great stuff. Mr. Adam Guild in studio with the seniors, Lucy Heiner and Ellie McCombie. Anything we missed about symposium or the art program in general you'd like to mention?
No, you know, I want to mention that this, as a teacher, this can't be done alone. You know, I'm not the only teacher at the high school. Mrs. Frazier has come in and taken, we had a great teacher, Mrs. Dockstetter. She is awesome. And then Mrs. Frazier's come in and taken her place, and she's done an outstanding job. You know, we have the elementary and the middle school teachers that do, if we don't have those kids having a little bit of a background before they get to us, it doesn't happen. It's no different than sports, you know. And so we really appreciate them, and it wouldn't happen. It wouldn't happen without the support of the school district and the administration at the high school and the parents. A lot of communities don't support the arts as well as Star Valley does, and so our community and our parents are awesome.
I guess before we close, we better mention we can see all the artwork tonight, right? The art shows this evening at the high school.
That's right. Mrs. Frazier's in there busily setting it up right now. Should be ready by about 10, 11 o'clock, and then it'll go from 5 to 7 tonight for the public.
Perfect. You can see all the art in the Ox Gym. That's Mr. Adam Guild in studio with the Star Valley High School Art Program and seniors Lizzie Heiner and Ellie McCombie. Lizzie, Ellie, thanks so much for coming in, you guys.